they wanted to use Leon's t-shirt for a guinea pig.
It's time now for another day in the life of Sam and Jesse, Gum Springs, Arkansas.
Detergent people offered Leon a dollar for his t-shirt.
Oh, what's that, Sam?
Them soap people offered Leon a dollar for his t-shirt.
What soap people?
Well, what do you mean, what soap people? Ain't they all the same?
Ain't who all the same?
Them soap people.
What soap people?
Why, I don't know.
Sam,
you was the
Sam,
one that...
you said some soap people gave Leon a dollar for his t-shirt.
Well, they did. Well, anyway, they offered it to him.
Well, why?
They said it's the dirtiest thing they ever saw.
Oh. And they was going to clean it?
Well, maybe they was, but they ain't.
Well, didn't he let them have it?
No, he said wasn't nobody going to use his t-shirt for a guinea pig.
He's heard about how these big companies sometimes experiment.
Yeah, he's been warned.
Well, he's smart steer clear of them experiments. A lot of groups would like to study Leon, though, I suppose.
Well, yeah.
There's no telling what you could learn by watching Leon real close.
Why, no.
Why, you could probably learn how to sleep right through a crisis.
Yeah,
straight up.
Sitting straight up,
yeah,
huh?
In the middle of a crisis.
Well, now, that'd be an interesting study, all right. Jesse, has this got something to do with dirty T-shirts?
It always starts with something real simple, Sam. They lure you in that way.
Jesse, you was kidding with me about them people wanting to study Leon. You wasn't serious.
Oh, I was completely serious, Sam. You know, in a country at a time when everybody's nervous all the time, people just got to be interested in a fella who's unemployed, unworried, but well-fed.
Well, yeah, now, I'm interested in that myself. How do you reckon he does that?
Well, first, you'd need a friend who wasn't much smarter than you was, who owned half interest in a good stock of Twinkies, and then...
You know, that sounds pretty good. I wonder where you could find a deal like that.